B-Pod Studios.
Matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
You know, I was talking to a veteran. I said, I'm not going to run the poppy thing anymore because what's the sense? I live in Mississauga. Nobody wears, very few people wear a poppy. Downtown Toronto, forget it, downtown Toronto. Nobody wears a poppy. And I'm not going to. He says, wait a minute. How about running it for the people that buy them? Now, you go to the small cities, and you know, those, the rows on rows, you people love, you they come here, whatever it is, you love our way of life, you love our milk and honey, at least you could pay a couple of bucks for poppies or something like that. These guys pay for your way of life that you enjoy in Canada, these guys paid the biggest price. Anyhow, I'm going to run it again for you great people and good Canadians that bought a poppy. I'm still going to run it. Anyhow,
love you for it.
Well, Don Cherry didn't die. He just got fired. He didn't die. He's not dead.
How'd you like to be the band that made the death song?
It's not a death song. It's just our death song.
Yeah, it's death.
It's just
that
our
thing.
Death.
I hear that and I think death.
It's just our death song is what I would say.
Yeah.
That's what I would say about it. Don Cherry found himself in trouble again for talking about these poppies.
I had no clue what a poppy was.
That's these fake little flowers that they sell for Remembrance Day.
I thought it may have been. I had to look at it. I'm looking like about all these terms. What are the meanings of it? Because I'm thinking, man, it's got to be some really derogatory term for...
Culturally...
Yes.
Culturally, they're very important in Canada. You used to see them around here, not to wear them, but they used to, like, the VFWs and the, you know, you used to see them. They used to, like, sell them outside the supermarket and stuff. They used to have, like, a little
really?
Flower with a little ribbon that would tell you, like, thanks for your support, like, thanks for supporting the vets.
Yeah.
People used to attach them to the visors, like, in their cars. Whatever happened to those?
Fishing hats. That's the...
No. You'd always have them in your car.
Yeah.
How come they don't do that anymore? You have like the local guys from the VFW selling them and stuff.
I don't think anybody wants to buy a little flower.
Well, it wasn't. It was.
Know,
it was not
a,
because you're buying
a
flower.
It's a gesture.
Because you donated a couple bucks to you know a veteran's cause.
Right.
But anyway, that's a side topic. So he's out.
So he's 85, right?
85 years old.
So maybe they're looking for. Let's get one more thing by him and then it's like an excuse to get rid of him.
He's had an issue like every week they've got to defend him up there because he says something.
He's outspoken.
That they've got an issue with. I don't know if you saw what his issue was last week.
I did not.
It wasn't anything to do with being xenophobic or being, you know, whatever it was that he was this week. It was after David Backus delivers the hit. And you've got a guy out on the ice, Tom. I just threw it in Slack. If you want to pull it up, I don't know how good the audio is.
Oh, wasn't it like a karma comment or something? Something Jack did.
He's like Jack. He's like laughing, and this was right after it happened. This is in between periods, and this is before we had known that everything was going to be okay in that Senators game, and he's like laughing at the hit, and it was weird. And the most notable person to call him out was Keith Olbermann. Who put up a tweet about it saying, you know, just retire. Don Cherry needs to just retire. That was on November 2nd. That was 10 days ago.
All right, we're going to throw the hit.
Yes.
Back to the tavern. Yeah, watch this here. He runs down it. What happens is the visor hits the helmet. That's what I think happened. And his leg was shaking. Boy, when you see the leg shaking. And there he is, tavern. Too bad. In 5 years in the minors, he finally makes it. He gets whacked. He just got knocked out, that's all.
Moving all his extremities, responsive, so...
His what?
Yeah, well, we were worried. It was a scary moment.
His what?
Extremities. That was a report that we got.
Oh,
I will keep you posted.
All right.
But good luck to Scott.
And he starts laughing about the word extremities for something. It was, like, bizarre. He's like, he's making...
I don't think that one was that egregious. That,
if you watch it, it's weird. It's a weird clip.
Right.
It's a strange clip.
He was like, yeah, okay. All right, he got knocked out. It's a big deal.
It was just a weird clip. And so they had to like say, oh, no, he obviously wasn't laughing at the injury. And it's just like, dude, just what are you doing?
Yeah.
Don't laugh at the guy who you got David Backus crying on the ice out there. Literally crying. Had to go to the locker room to collect himself. Will you just not make the jokes about that? Make the jokes about another play tonight, please. You've said enough that we've had to, like, apologize for. So I don't think it was just about this. But these comments were not good. When you do the you people, anytime you get you people.
You.
When you do you people.
Yeah.
And it's clearly about.
I'm talking down to you people.
And it's clearly about, in this case, anyone.
Who
was not born in Canada, according to Don Cherry, yeah. In his mind,
you people have
not been supporting veterans, and you people better start supporting veterans. Well, I mean, what do you expect?
Milk and honey's pretty good there, huh?
The milk and honey.
Is it?
Yes.
What are they, bears? Bears always
the milk up. And honey.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I just think that he's got, like, a long history of similar comments.
I mean, Esposito does that crazy radio show, too, where he said some nutty things. He could be the next one, you know?
I mean, he's on the record making a million comments similar to these.
Yeah.
That everyone started to pull up today because it's like, no, everyone's like, what did he say that was wrong? Because in his apology, he said, I know what I said. Everyone should buy a poppy and support, you know, the troops. Well, that's not what you said. If you just said that, you'd still have a job. There's nothing wrong with that, Dick. Yeah. Everyone support the troops.
Hey, support
nothing
veterans.
Offensive about that.
Happy Veterans Day. Get out.
Nothing offensive about that.
Yeah.
Except you've got a history of saying things like, hey, quote.
You people got the nerve to come
quote,
in.
Quote. Here's the quote from his CBC interview in the past. Cherry proudly proclaimed himself to be a nationalist who was, quote, quote now. He said, I'm ticked off at the foreigners coming over and earning the dough. Oh. Whoops. Like, he's got a long history of this stuff. So this isn't new for him. And this isn't new for Don Cherry. Like, this is who he is. And, you know, he's sort of a quirky guy, and we love him for what he was when he was the Bruins coach many years ago. He's colorful. He's
good
got
for
a
the sport. He
personality.
Makes you, actually go out of your way to watch some
when
of
he's
that
talking
stuff
hockey,
there.
It's yeah. Fine. Although there are people that watch him every Saturday that say, even on that front, he started to lose it.
Like
that there would be far better people to do the job now.
Like Lee Corso is getting there too. Like, but he would never say anything this crazy. But you just watch, you know, College Game Day because Corso is the draw. He says, like, he picks a thing and he's getting up there and he's a little untapped. But
he founded a Canadian junior team.
Yeah,
and refused for years to draft anyone for the junior team that was not born in Canada.
I believe that.
Like, he refused, and then finally. In 2001, they relented and they started drafting players, European players, because the team sucked.
that'll switch your opinions.
And then so they asked him, they're like, what happened? And he said, I held out as long as I could. Like, it was a point of pride.
Yeah, we're going to suck, but we're going to suck with our guys.
Yeah. Quote,
yeah.
I did it for the fans who supported us. I can't be selfish. I still believe the team should be for Canadians. The guy hates foreigners. That's his deal.
Well, that's obvious.
That's Don Cherry's deal.
He feels threatened.
So don't try telling us that those comments from Don Cherry were anything other than what they obviously were. He's got a long history of this stuff, and the station had every right to fire him because they tried to float the apology to sort of send up the test balloon, you know, test the water, see how people reacted. The people up there were still pissed about it, and they said, you know what? Yeah, he's not worth it anymore. He doesn't bring in the viewers anymore. So forget it. Let it fly. Let him go, and we're going to move on and get somebody else to do the gig. That's what they did. And that Hockey Night in Canada has a new owner as of the last couple of years. They switched networks up there. Scott and Weymouth. Scott.
Oh, my God. Do I have a few points to correct these on this topic? All right. First of all, I don't think any of you are aware how big Hockey Night in Canada on Saturday night.
Well, now you're talking down to us. See, you said now yous. So
I
don't
think you're
talking right now.
Well, maybe he wasn't there. So, yeah, it's on every TV every Saturday night in the country since 1929. It's massive. Hockey up there is three times as big as football is here. Okay, it's a religion. And he co-hosted Hockey Night in Canada, a series after the first period intermission called Coach's Corner.
Oh, we all know.
Yes.
We all know this.
Yes. Well, I'm getting there. And he's been controversial for years. Yes, he said all that. But I'm hearing he got fired not so much for his comments, but because their biggest sponsor, Labatt's Beer, canceled their sponsorship. sponsorship. Now, Labatt's Beer is big, if not as bigger as Anheuser-Busch here. Really? Now, you watch. Here's my prediction. A lot of hockey fans up there, and believe me, almost every citizen is gonna boycott Labatt's. I wouldn't be surprised if they take them back. And in closing,
over Don Cherry,
he didn't refuse Europeans because of their race. When he owned his junior team was called the Ice Dogs, all right? He didn't want any on his team, not because they were Europeans, but because he hated their style of play. When he coached, and he didn't want them in the NHL either. When he coached the Bruins, they were the big bad Bruins. He liked rock 'em, sock 'em, tough, hit, punch 'em, beat 'em up. If we don't beat 'em on the scoreboard, we'll beat 'em up on the ice. And that's about it. I mean, it wasn't a racial thing. He hated the European style of play.
He just also happens to hate foreigners, too. He's on the record as that. So, fine. Great. He just doesn't like European hockey players. But he also doesn't like foreigners. He's on the record saying it. So, there's that, too. They're gonna hold on. They're going to stop drinking Labatt's in Canada over Don Cherry.
85-year-old man.
I can't wait to see that day. I can't wait to see that. 617-779-0985. We can get to more of your calls on this. Also, Dustin Pedroia is making a comeback, so. Yep.
Yeah,
Dustin Pedroia,
you know what?
Is coming
this.
Back, dude.
Get the dirty water ready.
We'll tell you about it next.
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
You know, it's to a point now where my knee is not allowing me to play every day. It's taken a while to realize that, and I've tried so many things, you know, from braces to orthotics to rehab methods to seeing different doctors to, you know, every type of treatment possible. So, you know, I'm at a point right now where, you know, I need some time, and that's where my status is.
Second base.
I can't believe
you
this
need
is
help.
A thing.
You need help at second base? They got the second base. There you go. Mass, take that off your list right there. Things the Red Sox need as they try to save money. Paying them anyway. Oh, this is going to be great. Where's Jones?
They're going to put him out there.
We should have Adam Jones call in right now.
They're going to put him out there in a wheelchair. You're going to wheel him out to second base.
Oh, I can't wait. And home opener, Jokic Stigging, Dustin Pedroia.
Heim Bloom yesterday said
do it.
That the Red
do
Sox
it.
Are hoping to visit Dustin Pedroia because he lives near Scottsdale.
I need this.
While the GM meetings are happening, and all indications are he's feeling good and ready to play.
Is he gonna show up with his little
he's
lunchbox?
Play.
Hey, is he gonna show up with a little lunchbox? Remember 7 AM he was in his uniform in the locker room? Or in a clubhouse. I'm sorry. Clubhouse. Remember on opening? Well, we bet ease up there, Toots. Okay.
This is stupid.
Thank you. This is funny. This is funny is what it is. This is like Jack Nicholson standing up there on. Yeah. You know what this is? This is funny. I'm not doing this. What are they thinking? Like, it's
how do you
out
look,
of sight, like, out of mind.
If you're one of the reporters there yesterday.
Are you serious?
And you listen to Heim Bloom say that. Isn't your follow-up like, Heim,
I can't stop staring at his chin.
Are you kidding me with this crap? What? No, yeah, no, he's not playing anymore.
Is this collaborative?
6 games last year, which were terrible. 3 games the year before.
Is this Tom,
terrible.
Is this Tom Warner? You know what? We're going to be collaborative. And
Guy, his career's over.
For us if Mookie's
Guy,
not here.
He's done.
Mookie's not here. You need a name.
Heim,
right?
Done. He doesn't play anymore.
He's always ready to play until he actually plays and has the effects of what he's
playing.
Actually,
until he actually goes out there and tries to do something.
He sits there and just throws the ball in his glove.
What like, the hell, Heim?
This chair.
It's like the guy that plays pickup basketball. He's like, I'm ready to go. And then he plays 5 minutes like, ugh, I can't play.
I've already noticed something about Heim Bloom.
What do you know?
That I don't like. He sounds like he's full of crap.
Like he's sound like he's giving in to what they want, right?
He uses a lot of words, very Farrell-esque on that front.
Oh God, don't
I've
do
read
that.
A lot of his quotes, very Farrell-esque.
It's not like Dombrowski gave you anything.
He wasn't like this though.
Yeah, but it wasn't word soup.
Okay.
This guy. I've got texted by a couple people as we were playing. It's probably like, is this guy real? Is he a robot? Like, Hardy's right here. He is conditioned, man. He knows what to say, when to say it. Did not give you anything, but attempt to give you something.
Sounds like he's reading an audiobook.
Yeah, Farrell didn't do it. Right. It sounds like, yes, we are here. This will be a collaborative effort. What's that little computer thing? He sounds like the freaking computer that you plug words into, right? I will say something here. Good day to you. It is November 12th. The Patriots will be announcing what time and date the Buffalo Bills game will be at the end of the year.
Mail Siri.
And if Chaim Bloom is looking to have any real faith from the fans,
yeah,
I would suggest he not come out with this nonsense. He's been planning on playing. What? Stop. Stop. Nobody believes that. What do you think? We're all stupid?
First thing he should do is know that, okay, we circled this money. This is going to be red.
What are
okay,
we, idiots?
Draw his name X through it. Like, you come in as the new GM, right? Who are we going to have here? What are we lining up? What are we looking like? This guy, no, can't count on it. Too risky. Why?
What do you mean?
You've gotten to the point to where you're removed from him. You understand you're going to eat the money. You really want to waste your time with this?
No.
Just the whole dynamic of it. Back into the clubhouse. He's been away. I thought this was the beginning of the end, right? You get away. Now you realize, okay, it's not good. I've tried every brace, every orthotic. I've changed the way the towel in my floor. What type of...
How about this? This is great. This is a great paragraph. I was spending a minute here to search for it in P. Dave's story that he wrote yesterday. But this is what P. Dave wrote. Monday, when new Red Sox chief baseball officer Chaim Bloom was asked what he thought the team needed going into the GM meetings. Yeah. This is the quote. We know our objective is to prioritize sustainability and prioritize competitiveness, not just this coming year, but also in the long term. To think of moves through that lens rather than to try and arrange an order of needs is how we're approaching it. Pete Abe writes, Dave Dombrowski would have said, we need a starter. Like, that to me is the difference.
Even when Pete Abraham
what
starts
is that?
Cracking, we got some problems.
We know our objective is to prioritize sustainability and prioritize competitiveness, not just this coming year, but also in the long term. To think of moves through that lens rather than try to arrange an order of needs is how we're approaching it. What a bunch of nonsensical nothing. Yeah. That is nothing. He said nothing there. We're going to try and be good. What? That addresses no part of the question. We're going to try to be good now. We're going to try and be good later. And we will not prioritize anything on the roster. That we will not do. What? That is, as Hardy said, word soup. I prefer to say word salad, but he'll say soup.
Word soup. That's I like Hardy.
He says word soup.
I like word soup because it's not worse than like a warm bowl of soup. You got to be piping hot. It's got to be good. It could be like a bland bowl of pea soup.
What a bunch of nonsense. And if that's what he's going to be, just spewing a bunch of nonsense, I don't know that Boston's going to love him. I want him to do well. I thought it was a good hire.
Where'd you get that Marconi pull?
But he's got a bunch of bullcrap coming out of his mouth here the last 2 days. Pedroia's coming back. Good one, Chaim. That's good. That's funny. You seem like you're off to a great start. That's one way to save money. Put the guy out there on crutches at second base.
Hey, he loves taking it on one knee.
Yeah, oh, that's great. He loves taking ground balls on his knees. He'll have to play the position like that from now on.
Oh, I can't wait for the writing. Where's Sean? I can't wait for Shaughnessy.
Mike is in the car. Mike, what do you think of Chaim Bloom?
Hey, guys. Couldn't agree with you more, Mark. Thanks for stimulating this call. I'm driving here listening to you, and I've never been a Werner guy. I think Tom Werner gets the biggest free pass in this town. I actually think that he has
sounds like a Werner move,
influence. He has tremendous influence on John Henry. And so we all hire folks that are sort of that we feel good about, that are like us. It's human nature. You hire people you like, you hire people that'll like you. It's the way it is. And they hired this guy. They liked him. They liked his personality, all of that stuff. He's who they want him to be, if I could sort of put it succinctly. And this is going to be an unmitigated disaster because of what you said. He's full of it. And it, you know, I used to be a bigger Red Sox fan than I am, but you know, kind of life takes over. But they've completely lost me, and it's please start throwing rocks at Tom Werner. I need to feel better. I need to hear more of that because I think he's the biggest problem this organization has right now.
What are your thoughts? I don't disagree with that over the years.
Yeah, I don't think anyone would disagree with, but I just look at John Henry as really being the guy in charge.
Yeah.
And I think Heim Bloom could be really good. He seems like a very smart baseball guy.
I just wonder if they're going to.
I think it's a good hire. I don't want to crap on the hire.
I just wonder if they're going to hold him back.
I just think the public part of it is horrible. I mean, does he really believe that?
This feels like a PR stunt is what it does.
See, I don't believe. I can't believe. I really don't. That he, when he says Dustin Pedroia is feeling good and is coming back.
I don't think it's fair to the player.
That they honestly believe that that's a viable solution at second base for this team.
You can't, as a real baseball person, to go in and actually think that based on the type of injury it is. And I don't
think
it's fair to the player.
You've got to be brain dead, and he's not. He's a smart guy.
The player's given you too much over the years. And I know we have fun and we'll poke fun and this and that, but I think it's past the point now where you sort of become that spectacle. And fans are going to look at it like, there's a detachment now with the player. You appreciate what he's given you. You'll never forget that. But this, attempt at comeback after comeback after comeback, it's just, the Machado stuff. It's just, there's sort of that detachment there. And I think he's been off that, out of the public eye and not really talked about. Now this stuff starts to resurface again. I don't think it's fair to him or the team. Like, you need a second baseman. You need a first baseman. You need help.
Your second baseman is not Dustin Pedroia.
Back end close. You need help.
No, but this goes back to what we said last year. Someone needs to have the conversation with him that he can't play anymore.
Right.
Someone needs to tell him it's over.
It's almost like you need to talk to Ortiz. Like, hey, call your buddy. Like, tell him.
No. Why? No, someone who employs him. Alex Cora or Heim Bloom or John Henry or someone that...
I don't think Cora wants to have that conversation.
One of his bosses needs to tell him.
The new guy. You're the new guy. Over. Become the hatchet guy. Part of your job as the GM is to get rid of certain people and bring in certain
people. Hey, maybe you should start thinking about what you're going to do after baseball. Maybe we should start figuring out
how you
should stay involved here.
It's great he wants to play.
As something other than a player, because it's not going to happen for you. Because we're just going to DL you for the year because you can't play. So maybe that's a better way of dealing with this. Because he can't play. It's over. It's so obvious.
Yeah.
Someone needs to have the hard conversation. That's probably not an easy conversation to have with anybody.
I agree.
So someone needs to tell him that.
Right.
Thanksgiving is right around the corner, so.
Isn't there a Canadian Thanksgiving, too? Didn't Billy Jaffe used to talk about that?
Yeah, I think it already happened.
It did.
Canadian Thanksgiving is already in the rear view.
Well, ours has not happened yet.
And ours is
Jim's Warwick family
2 weeks away.
Going to have his next week.
Thanksgiving is in 2 weeks. And Jim can have his on a moment's notice.
Jim might have.
We've learned.
They may have it tomorrow.
They could have it any day.
They may just throw out the cornucopia.
Next Saturday.
Next Saturday.
Yeah, next freaking Saturday. Next Saturday.
We'll
be getting ready to talk Cowboys.
They do a little eeny, meeny, miny, moe in the calendar.
Jim's going to have Thanksgiving.
And there it is.
You're going to get dressed up. You guys going to put your little outfits on, huh? Show up with your pies. Hello, look at my pie.
Well, it's funny you mentioned pies, though.
Why?
Because the overwhelming majority of Americans eat pie on Thanksgiving. I'll tell you the details of that. And what you like and you don't like, according to the latest survey on the holiday.
You eat pie, you
you're going to want to hear this, so
you little pie,
you're going to like this. It's next.
Mouth eats pie.
Boston's home for sports. Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
I love to eat turkey, cause it's good. Love to eat turkey like a good boy should, cause it's turkey to eat. So good. That clapping's messing my head up, man. I appreciate it.
But all right, Thanksgiving. 2 weeks away.
Unreal.
If you can believe that.
Well, they've had the stuff out for weeks now in the grocery stores. Like you always see at the end of the aisle, you see the French's green beans and casserole stuff stacked up, cream of mushroom soup. All the stuffings are in the bins. Stuffing mixes at the end of aisles. Canned cranberry sauce everywhere.
You ever heard of a Harris poll? like when there's political polling.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Harris Insights and Analytics.
Yes.
It's a market research firm. It's known as the Harris Poll. It's been around for 20-something years.
Absolutely.
It's sort of a, I mean, it's like a legit poll, right?
They actually do a good job polling a big number of people.
Do they? I have no idea if they do a good job or not.
It's been around forever, so obviously people go to these polls.
All I know is you hear that, and you're like, oh, yeah, I've heard of that. You've heard of that, right?
Sure.
Harris Poll. Yeah, I've heard of that. I have no idea if they do a good job or not, but they did a survey of 2,000 U.S. adults.
What are the age? They give an age or no?
No, I don't have all that.
I mean, there's adults that are 19.
Adults. Like adults.
If our intern Jimmy is considered an adult, like, they did. You're gonna consider what he thinks?
It's not a huge sample, but it's a valid sample.
The veteran Jimmy, the intern, Coast Guard vet.
Well, I don't know why you keep saying that.
Just chuckle every time.
Why you have some sort of issue with the Coast Guard?
I don't.
It sounds like you do.
And if anybody's ever going to need them, it's you.
It's going to be me. It's and my you. Boat. That's a great point.
Yeah. Skipper.
Thank you, Jimmy, for your service. I know he's in today. He's rallying because Nate's strange school said, hey, we're going to take your classes on. We're going to recognize Veterans Day. We're going to take all your classes and move them to Tuesday. So we're going to screw your whole day up in your week. It's crazy. It's all nuts.
When the SS Zolak is taking on water, who are you going to call?
Ghostbusters. You're right. Call Jimmy.
All right.
I'll call Dan.
That's right. You're calling Jimmy's friends.
I'm going to call Cito.
To bail your ass out.
Yeah.
You fall ass over tea kettle trying to retrieve a Coors Light that starts floating away. You're not calling in the Air Force.
My ass will be on that shore so quick because of my fear for what's beneath me.
What about the boat? Who's going to get the boat?
Let that boat go. It's insurance.
All right, so.
He takes it back. He didn't need you, Jimmy. Never mind.
Where did you stay on? Hold on tight.
According to the survey of 2,000 U.S. adults, 87% of Americans will attend Thanksgiving dinner this year. 80% of adults in the U.S. have hosted a Thanksgiving dinner.
Nice.
And among those who have, 21% admit that they have pretended to enjoy it.
I believe that. Believe that fully.
Additionally, 17% of those who have hosted say they have regretted offering to host.
I agree with that. I think that number should be higher.
So I would say that there's probably a decent overlap between that 21% and 17%.
Yeah.
59% of Americans say they would prefer to host Thanksgiving so they can make the dishes they like.
We don't eat at home, but we go and I take the dishes I like. Like, I'll make extra side stuff because I like to eat certain things. Yeah, I believe that.
But it really feels like...
So what are you getting to here?
Well, really the menu. Love
or good.
Hate it.
We do this every year.
Because this is the shocking statistic that was in this survey. And there's a lot of great Thanksgiving statistics in the survey. But 68% of Americans secretly dislike a classic Thanksgiving food, which... That's not shocking, but here is the shocking part. That 68%, they eat it anyway because of tradition.
Turkey.
You don't like turkey?
I could eat everything except the turkey and be fine with that day.
But you don't like turkey?
I got to have good dark meat.
Okay, but
like, I can't stand white turkey.
Okay, so you don't eat it.
I get a little bit of dark meat. A little bit.
What about the white meat? Have you eaten it before?
Yeah, I have, but I don't like it. We now though have our turkey smoked.
So you're not in this group. You like the turkey that you eat.
I like smoked dark turkey. That's what I'll eat. Yeah.
And you won't eat it if you don't.
I could care if they run out of turkey. I'm good.
So you're not part of the 68%.
Yeah, because this is they dislike the food. They do not like it.
What food?
The top offender, more than anything else on the list, I will leave off. We'll get to it.
Okay.
Turkey is actually fifth on the list at 19%.
Yeah.
19% of people don't like turkey and eat it anyway.
I'm with Zoe on this. Turkey sucks. How often do you eat turkey the rest of the year? You got a club sandwich. Is that the only thing that's edible on the whole menu? Fine, I'll take that. But do you ever go out of your way to eat turkey?
I'll stand in line.
A sandwich?
I'll stand in line to bring a spiral ham. spiral cut ham because we get it from Honeydew. And I'm trying to get a prime rib introduced into the Thanksgiving dinner, but the ants and on the other side, the older people say it's offensive.
Do turkey sandwiches count, Hardy?
Well, as soon as I said that, I just realized that.
See, you dress it up
because I turn it all the time. That's my like preferred sandwich.
We'll play the Les Miles. Like
no, not me. Now the gobbler. Like you're talking about Lambert's?
That's different.
A gobbler?
No, like
okay.
I'm talking about like turkey and cheese.
Yeah, that's
like I go to the deli, I buy turkey and cheese. That's what I buy.
Nope.
I will snap mayonnaise and onions.
Those are two things I buy.
Nope. Mayonnaise and onions.
Ask my wife every week. Nope. Turkey and cheese.
No. Yeah. No. Don't care for it that much.
Dry. No, not hey, you know what? Really? Give me a gallon of water with that to wash that down. Like
right. Dry.
Yes.
So you're having a different conversation, I think. When you go to the deli, do you buy deli turkey? And eat it on a sandwich.
My kids will.
Yeah, that's what Beto's talking about.
That's what I was
talking
about.
Yeah, his kids will eat it. But
that's highly salted, like,
yeah, that's why I asked if it counted.
Yeah.
But no, how often are you going to cook a large turkey? I mean,
you don't do that.
That's a lot of food.
Right. Hey, people do it, I think, pictorial.
All right, so.
For the pictorial.
Hardy, you just said ham. Like a ham is good. Like Christmas ham?
Fantastic.
Awesome. But when the hell do you cook that outside of Christmas?
I don't eat ham either, really.
Oh, well, that's. Well, then that's not because it sucks.
No. It doesn't.
Right. So
the turkey.
So the argument of why you don't make it at any other time doesn't really matter.
I can't believe you're having Thanksgiving next Saturday.
We'll talk more about it. I'll tell you what the other four items are on the list because.
Unbelievable.
What do you mean? What's unbelievable?
Oh, Jim's still having his early Thanksgiving.
Saturday.
I know. It pisses me off.
Well, like I said, he can just sort of pick a date anytime he wants.
No, you can't. That's not allowed.
Thanksgiving is a Thursday. Last Thursday.
Jim can because that's what Jim does. I'll tell you the other four items that people secretly ate, but eat anyway. Next.
All right. Zolak and Bertrand.
That's a 3-inch difference between those two guys.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Everybody, everybody.
People show up at the door, what they're wearing.
I'm wide awake.
Hey, here's a pie.
Pumpkin pie, 21%. Thank you. That is 21%. Secretly dislike it, but eat it anyway because of tradition at Thanksgiving.
It's a consistency of it.
What the hell?
It's like baby
pizza. Why would you eat that if you don't like it?
Because it's like, hey, everybody does it, and it smells like nutmeg and cinnamon. And
I hate it. I won't eat it.
That makes sense to me. Why would you eat, especially dessert? Why would you eat a dessert if you didn't really like it?
Yeah. Like, do you like pearlized creamed onions?
No.
Yeah.
Like, see, I got this aunt that brings them everything. Yes. It's disgusting. I won't eat it.
No.
But I think pie's different. Like, you get tagged as a loser if you don't like pumpkin pie.
Why?
You don't get tagged as a loser if you don't like.
So you just
onions.
Don't want to be called a loser because you won't eat pumpkin pie?
I mean, I've tasted it. I'm not a sweet eater. You know that. I have a bite of it. Just like,
do you like it?
Nah, not really.
So, who would call you a loser for not eating it?
Nobody.
Well, you just said you don't want to be tagged a loser for not eating pumpkin pie.
Yeah, see, there it is.
Yeah.
There it is, tradition.
Yeah. All right.
It's so weird. I think there's a big difference between a good pumpkin pie and a bad one.
Oh, God, yeah.
Right?
Oh, you get that awful, nasty, cheap relative that.
Yeah, you're like, this is
gets
disgusting.
It in a plastic container. Hey, here's a table talk pumpkin pie. Happy Thanksgiving. Oh, look, you baked it yourself. How nice.
Well, there's actually something to get to
you
on
pay
that.
$6 for that?
I don't know that I've tasted a lot of difference in pumpkin pies.
Why don't you bring some candy corn to the event next time in a bowl and just dump it out?
What do you, like a real one with the strands of real pumpkin in it?
Yes.
Mmm. That's stringy.
Home baked.
Like there's a, there's just. If you get it from like a
nice crust,
a bakery versus one that's been sitting in a box for a month.
Stop and Shop.
Every time I think of pumpkin pie, I think of Mel Kiper eating it every single day for breakfast. Every day of the year. He eats
not only that,
pie.
But there's like five other pies I'd opt for before you go for the pumpkin.
Don't they all use the Libby's pumpkin pie filling? I mean, it's all the same stuff.
In the can, right? In the white can, Hardy. You're right. But it's what you add to it. How much nutmeg, how much cinnamon.
Sweet potatoes or sweet potato casserole, 22%.
I agree. I think that's disgusting, too.
For for some reason they eat that out of tradition.
If there are no sweet potatoes at Thanksgiving, that will ruin my Thanksgiving. I could do without mashed potatoes before I would want to do without the sweet potatoes.
Oh, whoa. Ho, ho, Mr. Wrong Man.
Well, how often do you get sweet potatoes?
Only that day.
Right. Mashed potatoes, you might have a couple, dozen times a year.
My sister-in-law does the sweet potato casserole, which is unreal. And it's got brown sugar on it, but it has the crumbled
frosted
nuts
flakes
over the top of it. And it's like eating candy, this stuff. But she got the recipe from the Capital Grill. And she does exactly the way they do it. And that's the I can't eat like the candied whole yam. Like, I think that's disgusting. Like that, like an actual lump of like that round sweet potato. Ew. Comes out of the cans all. They put like orange juice and syrup all over it. Yeah.
Green bean casserole, 24%.
It's my number one thing that I love at Thanksgiving.
I'm right there with you.
I could eat just that.
This is a must. This has to be on the table.
That's my main dish.
This must be on the table.
This is what I bring with me because everybody's offended that I dump it out of cans and actual cream of mushroom soup.
You got
it.
It has to be done.
It's delicious. I can eat it out of the bowl with a spoon.
This is the number one
must. Wait, they're offended you don't use fresh green beans?
Yeah, there's weird ants that...
Isn't it better with the canned
it's
stuff?
It's better with the canned stuff.
Yes. You do it with fresh, it tastes like crap.
Just, it's not right with the fresh.
No.
It has to be done with the canned green beans.
It's too crunchy, right? If it's fresh.
It's too, like, some people do it with the frozen ones. It's disgusting. Like, spongy.
It has to be done with the
canned salted,
green beans.
Salted, canned.
It's the cut. It's the size, the texture. Everything. I don't know what it is.
Explodes in the
You need canned products to make that the right way.
You got it, pal.
This is something you and I have in lockstep on for a very long time.
And I got to do it. I got to do it my way.
The French's onions
dish
on the top.
You mix it with it, half the can. You mix the wrenches with it. And
yep,
you crust
the
rest
of crusting on the top. Oh.
Yeah, nice.
The best.
Firm crust on top of that.
The best.
Yep.
Absolutely. I can't go without it.
I take the mashed potatoes and put a scoop of that on top of it, and then gravy on top of
that. In fact, I'm pissed that 24% of people
are stupid. Hey, Jimmy, the intern.
Are wasting the green bean casserole by eating it when they don't like it.
Like, Jimmy's a new weird millennial.
Why are you messing with the casserole?
Does he like it? Do you like green bean casserole, Jimmy, the intern?
Loves it.
He loves it. That a boy.
Yeah.
Loves it. He looks like an eater, a little butterball.
And then there's this, which is offensive.
What's that?
29% of people secretly dislike this classic Thanksgiving food, but eat it anyway, out of tradition.
You dare say stuffing.
Not stuffing. Stuffing didn't make the list.
Stuffing's delightful.
Canned cranberry sauce.
That's me. Got to have that one. Gelled.
Of course.
Absolutely. I want it, and I take it, push it out of the can, so it's like cylinder-like.
Why do you have to push it out?
On a plate. You open the side of the can, or you could dump it
you
out
can just,
on the plate.
It comes out as one solid piece.
You slice the round slices.
Yes.
So you can just take as many round. Unbelievable. I love the ocean
slice
spray.
Slice it like a loaf
of
bread.
The ocean spray one's delightful. You people that don't eat that are sick. Sick in the head.
Who doesn't like that?
Oh, one of the ants that we got to.
What's wrong with your people?
They have to make their own one with the gritty
good for you.
Bits in it from the ant.
Do that on your own time.
It's tart and bland. And
do that
disgusting
on your own time.
Yeah. Right. I'll bring the cans. I do that, too. I show up with two cans. It's me and my kids like it. Put it over everything. Mix it in. It's all going to the same place.
Yep.
I was there until you said mix it in.
Nearly half of Americans.
Put it aside to eat it alone?
46% say canned cranberry sauce is disgusting. Yes. But customers bought 50% more canned cranberry sauce than fresh cranberries last Thanksgiving.
Oh, why? Because it's good. Right? You know, I'm just going to buy it just to have the can. No, it's not a collector's item. It's damn good. All right, Artie?
Put it on the shelf up next to your empty bottle of Jägermeister afterward.
Right.
Yeah, just a bit of a trophy up here.
Coke cans. I'll put it right up there next to my Patriot Super Bowl Coca-Cola can.
Yeah. Oh, there's some other good stuff in here that we can get to later on.
Just the berries.
Yep. Yeah. We'll get to headlines with Hardy. 90 seconds, no commercials. Back to the conversation on last night's game and the Patriots and your calls. If you're waiting, hang on. We'll get right to you.
Get right to you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.